Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, why? Hangers! What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever? Right. What's wire hangers doing in this closet?
Answer, Mom.
Answer me!
The Don and Mike Show.
It's pimple popping time, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Let me see. The Westwood One portion of our show, which would be the whole show, brought to you by Head On. Head On products available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On to D. Shave your armpits. Chrissy Hind.
She one of the armpit hair girls?
I saw her on TV recently. And she had two big bushes under her arms. Still sexy, though.
Yeah.
You think you are Patti Smith? Not the biggest fuse with Smythe. You big, dirty girl. She's cute. She'd just clean herself up a little bit. Chrissy Hind.
Hind.
Like ass. Mother of the Year time.
Yay.
Here we go. 877-365-3636. The greatest made-up holiday of all time is this weekend, Mother's Day. And let's go right to the calls and see who wants to nominate their mom, or maybe their wife, as Mother of the Year. We'll pick one. We'll call the mom or wife, give her a prize package worth at least a couple dollars.
Excellent.
And the winning person, whether it be the son, daughter, or spouse, will get $250 American dollars.
Wonderful. Nice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there. Who's this?
Don, it's Steve.
Hi, Steve. Where are you from?
Newark, Delaware.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening. Steve, who's Mother of the Year in your opinion, my friend?
Well, it's my mom. I'm 42, and when I was 12 years old, my mom had to referee a baseball game and called me out at third base.
Okay. B-F-D.
That it still hits me, man. I still think about it.
That is a disqualification.
Get over it.
It's not like green slime in your hair.
Bye-bye.
Left
Hello.
All day.
Yeah, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Diane in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Right on. Hi, Diane. Thank you for listening. And who do you think is Mother of the Year? Now, you wouldn't be nominating yourself, would you?
No. My very sweet mother, who I love and adore, is very selfish. And a couple of Christmases, a few months before Christmas, a few years ago, I was at her house, and I said, boy, I really love your vacuum cleaner. It's one of those little tornado ones. It'd be great for my allergies, kind of dropping hints I'd like one for Christmas.
No.
So I go Christmas Day. She had bought me a new vacuum, but she liked the little feather duster attachment on it, so she kept the new vacuum and gave me her old vacuum.
Who's really selfish here?
I know, but it was a Christmas gift. She liked the feather duster attachment. Yeah. Come on.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Thank you, Diane.
To quote someone very, very close to me.
Uh-huh.
Are you stupid like your mother? Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Who said that?
I don't know who said that. I don't know who said that.
Hello?
Or perhaps that person said, are you stupid like your daughter?
Or I was dumb, maybe.
Are you dumb like your daughter? Or maybe that person didn't really even say it, just wanted to say it. And
no.
Called me and said that they wanted to say it.
Oh,
and it was so good that I wrote it down.
Let's move on.
You're going to have a nice evening.
Hello.
Hello?
Don and Mike Show.
For a change.
Hello. Oh, I swear on Frida's life, I used it on Frida. I told her where I got it. I really said to her one time, what are you, dumb like your mother?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, come on. I said, hey, I heard it from Rob.
Oh!
Funny line. Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jay from Sacramento, California.
There All right, go. Jay, let's go easy on that.
Well, I got three pretty good stories.
You
got
to pick the best one.
Just pick one for Mother
of the
Year.
One?
Just
one.
All sir.
Right.
Yep.
Well, this is similar to what Mike mentioned earlier, but when I was a kid at my birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, my mother liked the Drinky Winky, and she got drunk and left me there when she went to take all the other kids home. Then she got so drunk that she got lost.
I do not believe him. Do you
I don't
believe him?
No, crap to tell. No,
picked the wrong story.
And, you know, Drinky Winky, Sacramento, the whole combination.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
Don and Mike, this is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, where are you from, Wayne?
Baltimore.
Right on.
What's happening in your world today?
105.7.
It's wet up here. Look,
is your mom Babe-alicious? Abraham Lincoln?
But if you're going to spew into this.
That's right. We're quoting Wayne's World. Deal with it. Deal with it.
We don't care if you mind. Where are you calling from, Wayne?
Baltimore.
Okay, Wayne, the mom, is it your mom?
My mom. Okay. My mom.
Why is your mom Mother of the Year, sir?
This was a while ago back. She took me to a wrestling match down at the Baltimore Civic Center. And we were in the parking garage. Some dude cut off, and she pulled a gun out on him.
Oh, man.
There we go. Instant applause.
Oh, wait, now, hold on.
While you were in the car?
Yeah, I'm in my car now.
No, while you were in the car with your mom.
Yeah, it was me and my buddy. We went to a wrestling match.
Now, hold on. How old were you?
I had to be about 10 or 11 or something like that.
10 or 11. But now, just so I have this straight, your mom pulled out a gun to protect you?
No. He was going to a wrestling match. They were downtown. Somebody cut her off in traffic, and she pulled a gun on him.
Yeah, we were in a parking garage.
In a parking garage.
Okay, all right. What happened after that when she pulled the gun on the person who just cut her off?
The dude got in his car and left. It was a white guy. I remember that. 22 under the armrest in our car.
That's
pulled
good.
Out on a little black 22. Yeah, I remember.
Wow. Little black 22.
Pretty good finalist. Hold on a second, Wayne.
Yeah.
Hold
right, on. We'll put you
in the finals. Absolutely. I was having a hard time following it, but now I'm with you.
Yes, you can handle road rage or you can't. Either way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Danny.
Danny?
Danny.
Danny.
Is it
Danny.
Is it like D-A-N-N-I?
D-A-N-N-I-E.
Danny.
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 Yeah, get it all the time.
Okay,
so,
all right, Danny. Your mom.
Yeah,
Where are you calling from, Danny?
Annandale,
Virginia. Okay, let's talk about your mama.
So I got married 1998. Married a really crappy guy, but that's not the point. The point is my mom came late to my wedding by about 10 minutes.
Bye bye.
And it's it's a big deal, but it just doesn't work in this game.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Joe. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Where are you from, my friend?
I am from Livermore, California.
All right. Mother of the Year, who is it?
Well, not only when I was younger, I saw my mom numerous times get taken away by the cops, but lately I'm graduating college this week and she's not even going to be there.
Why?
Again, these are sob stories you should tell Dr. Phil.
They're not particularly amusing. You see, we are looking for that. Now, if you're in your mom's car and somebody cuts her off in a parking garage and she pulls out a
gun.
.22, that's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Right on 105.7. That's our station in Baltimore. And who's Mother of the Year, Heather?
Well, my mother and I and a group of students were visiting Spain, and we were visiting a church, and she took the group of students across town on a subway and through a museum before she realized that she had left me at the church.
In a foreign country.
In a foreign country. With no money, I spoke no Spanish whatsoever, had no idea how to get to the place that we were staying.
How old were you?
I was 19.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
It worked up until that point.
Jesus Christ. You know what you do at that point? I show a little leg.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Spaniards will take you anywhere you need to go.
That's right.
Come on.
It'll be just like a scene from Hostel.
You're never without currency.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you've got what God
you're
gave
19,
you.
Hello, your name, I see you're 19. Would you like to go to the bullfight?
Have you heard of the American president, LBJ? Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
This Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Why'd you say that with a question mark?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from Sacramento.
Okay, that says it all. Ryan, who's Mother of the Year, sir?
My mom, Debbie.
Why? Why is that?
When I was 13, my parents were divorced, and I woke up one morning to find my mom stealing our Christmas lights. I had to call the cops on her.
Okay, now that's pretty good. All right, so your mom and dad are divorced when you're 13.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're 13 years old and they're divorced.
My mom was supposed to pick me up for a visit that day, and so I woke up early to take a shower, and I looked out the window, and she was already there.
Are you on good terms?
Lights off the house.
Are you on good terms? Did we mean the outside lights?
Yeah.
Even better. Are you on good terms with your mom now?
Actually, we've just now, in the last couple of years, reconciled, and it's been...
We could definitely make this a setback.
Why was she stealing the Christmas lights?
Good question.
Well, because my dad and another couple in town had a big competition, and my house looked like National Lampoon's vacation, Christmas vacation. And she always felt that half those lights belonged to her and my little brother who lived with her.
Was she taking down whole strings of lights, or...?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Hold on.
My brother was in the car.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. You called the cops on your mom?
That's what my dad told me to do.
Hold on a second, Ryan. Hold on. He's a finalist.
Yeah, that is great.
He's a finalist. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Josh.
Hi, Josh. Where are you from?
I am from a small town called Olney, Maryland. I'm listening on 106.7.
I know where that is.
Josh!
Beautiful, beautiful town. Josh! Josh, who is Mother of the Year, sir?
Mother of the Year is my mother. She has this, she has this, thing that I like to call the arbitrary standard of cleanliness.
Okay.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
Basically, I live with her, and basically when she asks me to clean something...
Hold on. Do you still live with her?
Yeah.
And how old are you, Josh?
I'm, 24.
24.
Okay. All right. Right on the cusp.
Yeah.
Right on that.
Well, right away, don't you agree? Right away, mom gets more credit.
Yes, she does.
Because
you're still sucking on her teat.
Yes.
I mean, you're there.
Madonna,
mm-hmm. baby at your. You know what? I'm sorry, Mike.
Ah, good call.
That's
no, I agree.
Executive decision.
Yeah, arbitrary.
Yeah.
Lives with mom, disqualified.
He's out of there. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I mean, she probably still. Cleans like hair out of the sink.
And you know what he's going to say? She asked me to clean, and then she doesn't clean. You know, it's going to be one of those deals.
Yeah, meanwhile.
From a 24-year-old.
You know, he's 24, and she's still washing his underpants.
Exactly.
Get a place.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, baby. Who's this?
This is Mindy from York, Pennsylvania.
Right on, Mindy. Okay, who's Mother of the Year?
My beautiful, lovely mother.
Why?
And why is, when I was about 15 years old, she was having a really bad day, and we were sitting on the back porch, and she had a little bit too much to drink, got pissed off, and sprayed me in the face with Raid.
Wow. Not a lot makes me spit out my
drink. Had the audacity to tell me that she was sorry. It was an accident. Actually, she was only teasing.
Hold on, Cindy.
Just goofing around.
Wow.
Hold
on.
Whoa.
Ooh, those are strong. I like
they
that
are
one.
Strong.
I like that good. One. Let's see. Who have we not talked to? Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi, who's this, please?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Sonora, California.
All right, thanks for listening. And Mike, who's Mom of the Year? Who is your choice for Mother of the Year, sir?
My mom, Sandy. She is definitely the Mom of the Year.
Why?
When I was a kid, she used to work as a bartender. And I used to go, when she worked afternoon shifts, I would go hang out in a movie theater, and then I'd come back to the bar when she got off. And this guy comes out of the bar, and just blood gushing out of his nose, and he says, "The bitch hit me." Huh? Well, about 2 seconds later, my mom comes walking out of the bar, shaking her hand. She broke two fingers on the guy's nose.
Maybe he deserved it.
Did he have it coming?
She said he had it coming.
I like it, though. It's not bad.
All right, hold on. Well,
the guy.
You know, maybe if the guy came on to the mom.
Maybe he deserved it. Yeah, we never got the circumstances.
Okay, you know what? Let's just see what we've got here.
Okay.
Mike, who are our finalists?
I got everybody here, Don, but let me give you the finalists that we liked. Caller number 4 from Baltimore, it was Wayne. Wayne was with his mom when he was a little boy, I think about 13 years old. His mom took him to wrestling. After wrestling, they were coming out of the parking lot, and his mom got cut off, didn't like it, and pulled out a .22 handgun on the driver that cut her off. Then the other finalist we had was the guy that actually had, let me see, Sacramento, Ryan, caller number 8. Ryan's mom came over on Christmas, and he caught his mother stealing the Christmas lights off her divorced father's home.
That's pretty
because
good.
Because she deserved half of them.
And he had to call the cops because his dad made him.
His dad told him to call the cops. And there was caller number 10, Mindy. Mindy's mom had a very bad day. Of course, alcohol was involved. And, well, she apologized later, but that didn't make amends for Mindy, who was sprayed in the face with Raid.
Wow.
Those are your three finalists. Okay, wow. And we have Mike from Sonora, whose mom bartended and punched a guy in the face and busted his nose.
We don't know why.
But we don't know what the circumstances
are. Here's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm torn between the mom with the gun and the mom that shot her daughter in the face with the raid. Yeah.
I think we all agree on that one. You know, I really enjoyed the Christmas lights. I mean, that was a beautiful. They're all almost equal in my opinion.
They're all terrific.
They're all good. Well, but of course, we could only have one winner on the Don and Mike show.
All right. Well, then I'd have to say, for worst mother, really. Boy, it's yeah. How do you pick between a mom pulling a gun out with a kid's 10 trying to shoot at a guy and
you know, Don, here's how you do it. I think you can pull a handgun out, and it's a terrible thing to do, but you're not actually inflicting harm on the child directly.
I agree.
Like you would be if you sprayed Raid
on a child's face. Thank you, counselor. I vote for Raid.
Just the Raid. I know a simple gesture.
How about you, Buzz?
That makes it unanimous. Raid.
Gotta be Raid.
And kudos go to our two runners up, Ryan and Wayne, with the mom stealing Christmas lights and the mom that pulled a gun.
Now, hold on. Let me see. I've got the number.
They were all wonderful.
All strong. Those are great finalists.
Oh, hold on. Everybody's got to just, you know, I hate to say this. Everybody has to shut up when I dial the phone.
All right.
Not because I can't concentrate. I can't. Mm-hmm. But really, when the microphones are going on.
Please would be nice.
Time is of the essence.
If I was curt with you.
Gentlemen. Okay.
Put down that Raid.
There we go. No, I'm just screwing with you.
Yeah. Dial carefully.
Shh.
Do you want me to do it? Off the air?
Yeah.
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 Our voices blend with the touch tones, and it throws the tones off.
Yes, and it makes it goes beep, 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 beep. Mm-hmm. It makes like three threes in a row.
Right.
That'll be fixed in the new studio, which, as we found out today, is just a fantasy.
Yeah, they're just making it up to keep us happy temporarily.
It's a ruse. Right.
So Rob is trying to get the mom on the phone right now.
Sharon is Mindy's mom.
One ring.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if we don't get through to Mindy's mom, we have Ryan's mom and Wayne's mom.
Yeah,
you got it.
Hi, Sharon. I'm calling from the Don and Mike.
Okay.
Radio.
Here we go.
Mindy on playing a radio game with us. And in order for her to win a prize, we need you to come on the air with us.
So it was $250, right?
What's that?
Yes.
$250.
Yeah, $250.
When we put you on hold and they pick up, your voice will be on the radio and our internet stream. Is that okay? Okay, hang on and hold on to be on the air.
Would you please ask her if she's glad women have the right to vote? Okay.
I don't think she votes.
Okay, here she is now. Maybe there's a few more questions you could ask her, that's all. Here now is Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Sharon? Hello, Sharon.
Yes.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm fine. How many people am I talking to?
You're talking to Don and Mike. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show, and this is our newsman, Buzz.
Don and Mike Show.
All right. And we have your daughter, Mindy, on the phone as well, so you know everything's on the level. Mindy, say hi to your mom.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, sweetheart. Where are you?
Now, we are playing a game called Mother of the Year.
Mother of the Year. Okay.
And we've selected you as Mother of the Year. Here's how we're going to play this. Now, rather than give your daughter a chance to lead you down a primrose path, I want to ask you a real simple question about something that happened when your daughter was about 13 years old.
We have had many people call the show on our Mother of the Year competition to tell us bad stories about their mom, something that was done.
I can't tell you anything bad. She never was a bad child.
No, this is not about Mindy. This is about something you did.
It's about you.
If you can verify the story that Mindy told us, you're going to be the big winner.
One time.
Okay,
now, I'm sure that there's lots of things that you've done. But the one that Mindy told us about involved you doing something to her face.
And if you can verify that, you're going to be the big winner. Mindy told us the story, and we picked her story as the Mother of the Year story.
She obviously has been scarred by this for life. She called our show with it.
That's right.
Do you have any memory of anything?
She was 13.
Mindy, is that? Do we have Mindy on the line?
Yeah, Mindy.
I'm here.
Mindy, were you 13 when this happened?
I was about 15, 16.
15 or 16. 15.
Oh, okay. And I should mention.
Can I ask a question?
You were drinking.
Yeah.
You can ask a question, but we reserve the right not to have that question answered. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead.
Does it have anything to do with band?
With band?
Yeah.
It does have something to do with Mindy. I guess you can answer that.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
It doesn't have anything to do with band.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. You were drinking, and you were outside.
Oh, I know that.
Okay, all right, Sharon, can you tell us what it is? If you back up Mindy's story.
I sprayed her with wasp spray, not intentionally, though.
Okay, right. Do you remember the specific spray that you sprayed her with?
Wasp spray.
Oh,
wasp spray is rain. That is a winner.
But hold on now. But wait.
You are a liar.
Hold on. You said it was unintentional, and your daughter said that because you were drunk, you got mad at her, and sprayed her in the face with rain.
All the time.
All the time. Sprayed her with lots of things. But wasp spray is a verification. And Sharon, you are the big winner. Yay.
Yes, well, no, actually, Mindy's the big winner.
Yeah, Mindy's the big winner. Yeah.
Mindy's the big winner.
She is a darling daughter.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's a lot for me.
And Mindy,
amazing mom.
Mindy,
yes, sir.
Listen, as long as your mom's on the phone, why don't you tell her the story just to refresh her memory the way you told us?
Yes.
Because your mom kind of glossed over it and said that it was accidental. Why don't you tell her the way you told us?
Well, I told you all that my mom, back when I was about 15 or 16, that she had had a bad day. We were sitting on the back porch. She had a little too much to drink and reached for, just sprayed me in the face with some Raid and was like, I was teasing.
I was teasing.
I didn't mean it.
I love it.
Is that how it happened, Sharon?
No, it's not how
good.
It happened.
All right, good. We'll hear your side of the story,
what
too.
Did
okay,
happen?
My side of the story is, yes, we were out on the deck having a good time. It was a wonderful, balmy night. It was really good.
Yeah.
And she was outside and I was inside. Getting ready to come out. Well, there was a wasp's nest out there we didn't know about, and she found it. And she started in. She kept saying, wasp, wasp. And she started in, and I started out with the wasp spray. One was on the screen, and I sprayed it, and she was right there.
Oh.
No.
Now, Mindy, is that how it happened?
No, sir.
I like that.
Kids in their memories.
You two crazy kids are going to have to work this out on your own time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we worked it out before.
Here's why I believe Mindy, because Sharon to me sounds like this spectacular lady of theater.
Right.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book.
Have you ever been told that, Sharon, that you sound like Judy Garland?
Yeah, Judy Garland.
Kathleen
Turner. No, but I'm told I look like Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett.
Oh, nice. Yes.
To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over.
Hold on, girls.
Couldn't. So what?
Okay, here you go. Let's see. Mindy, for you, we have $250.
Yay.
So you go buy yourself something nice for Mother's Day.
I'm going to buy my mommy something.
Very nice, Mindy.
Oh, she's already done mommy a lot.
Yeah, and just
mom,
like you
just for love is enough for mom.
Spray her in the face with Raid. And mommy, Sharon, congratulations. And this sounds like something that an alky can use. You have won a month's...
A reformed alky.
You have won a month's worth of free iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yay!
Oh, good Lord.
Wow, I don't like iced coffee.
Of course you don't.
You'll like this.
Maybe she likes coffee.
Maybe you can put something in it that would sweeten it up a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on.
Those days are gone.
Okay, be your best all summer long with the Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. Dunkin' Donuts America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. They are a sponsor, a client.
Well,
and if you like,
Dunkin' Donuts have good donuts, I know.
Yes, we
have.
Very good donuts.
We'll get you some donuts.
Very
okay?
good.
And there.
Sharon,
there you go.
Sharon, you're a very good sport. And Mindy, thank you so much. And
thank
Sharon,
you.
Sharon, remember, not only a great TV show, but a motto for life, one day at a time.
Yes, amen.
That's true.
There you go, baby.
Okay.
That is exactly
okay.
right.
See you at the meeting, Sharon. Nice talking to you, ma'am. Hold on, please.
Karen.
Nice talking to you,
What a nice man. Well, it ended Mindy. Up all warm and fuzzy. Yeah.
Oh,
I like that.
Mindy, how about your mom lying about that,
yeah.
huh? Mindy? Yeah.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, honey. Imagine that. The mom did a Cheney on her.
Mm.
Mom did a Cheney on her.
Yeah.
Shot her in the face.
It's on the screen. spray.
What, Rob? Hold on. Coffee's good for the shakes.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news for Sharon.
It works every time, doesn't it, Rob?
It works for me.
Every morning.
Yeah, that was good. And it would have been a good second call would have been the mom that brandished the weapon. Yeah.
And the mom that stole the Christmas lights off the house on Christmas.
All good.
All pretty good. Yeah. Really? Yeah, the one with the busted nose was a weak one because we don't know if the mom was defending herself or not.
Right. And how about Josh, who lives with his mom? I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Let's go right to the cubicle with Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Okay, Buzz, here we go. What's coming up in your news show tonight?
Tonight, your phone company has sold you out. A hip-hop shock jock goes too far.
Yo, yo, yo.
And sex news and lots of it.
Oh, good.
All right, good.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Well, that was very...
That was very professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.